Well, I mean, they were 800 and we weren't. Warren was, but we weren't. The rest of us weren't. So there was an interoperability gap there. And then we went 800 and they went open sky, so there was this huge interoperability gap there. Then now they've finally come over to Motorola, so the P25 system, but they've gone to phase two with full encryption. So now the interoperability gap is still present. It's getting easier and easier to mitigate as they, you know, but it seems like we're always out of sync, you know. And so right now we're trying to catch up with the, you know, with the encryption. And, you know, we had encryption. We just didn't have the particular algorithm that they picked. We had DES and they were AES. And so, you know, so we didn't have it in our radios. And as you know, with the Motorola, it's a purchased option. Sometimes it's hardware, not really with the APX. So we're working through grants and funding and stuff like that. We're trying to get up to, you know, fully up to AES encryption standards here. But it's costly, you know, and you just can't go to somebody. When Motorola wants, you know, $600-$800 for you know, to put AES in your radio, we'll multiply that times, you know, 100 radios, 200 radios, 300 radios. You know, it's just, it's not like you say, oh yeah, we'll just do it. It's a little bit more involved.